Hello and welcome to our Memory in a Month program. This is day one of our program. Psychologists tell us that if we do anything for 21 or more days, it will become a habit. This program is carefully designed to help you make an instant recall memory a habit. Over the past several years, I've been approached several times on putting together a recorded program. I have adamantly refused. I believe that if I couldn't put together a program that could be done in a simple format that would encourage the student to complete the course, I didn't want to do it. I am extremely proud of this product. We put a lot of thought and work into this program. I would have not have placed it on the market unless I believed the average student could benefit from this program. What you have in your hands is what I believe to be the most comprehensive program of its nature. Enjoy it. This program is divided into 30 sections to be done in 1 month. For best results, only go through one section a day. Absorb what you have learned that day and think about it before you progress to the next level. This is especially true of the more advanced skills you'll be learning. Make every effort to go through this program in 30 consecutive days. It will be much easier that way. And by taking it in small chunks, you are going to be amazed at your memory on day 30. We will start out very basic. Don't get bored during the simple stuff. Believe it or not, the simple basics are going to be the foundation for the advanced techniques. By the time you finish this program, you will have a PhD in memory training. I want to begin this program with a challenge for you. Over the past few years, I have made some observations of people after they purchased a tape album or invested in a workshop. The average investment for our live workshop is over $250 a person, and what is unbelievable to me is that 1 in 5 of the people who enroll never attend the class after making the investment. They invest over $250 and then never attend. As incredible as that may sound, I know that the average person who invests in a recorded program of any nature, whether it be memory training, sales, public speaking, or something else, never completes the program. I know countless individuals whose libraries are filled with courses never completed. My challenge to you is this: complete this course. You will have learned an invaluable training. I'm excited to be sharing this information with you. Over the past several years, I've used this training to give speeches or presentations that lasted several hours and never accessed a single note. I have been in an elevator and recalled a name of a man I met a year and a half before for 5 minutes in a business environment. That simple act of recalling his name made him feel significant and turned into a great business contact for me. It is not exciting that I have done these things. What is exciting, however, is that anyone who completes this course can do these things. Are you ready to begin? Are you excited? I know I am. First of all, I want to lay some ground rules. Listen to this recorded program first. The guidebook is simply designed to be a visual layout of this recorded program. When you reach a point during this recorded program that the guidebook is required, I will instruct you on that. Secondly, a very important thing is that you are willing to accept change. If you will look in day one of your guidebook, you will see the stages a person goes through when they encounter a positive change. Number one, the first stage is typically rejection. We are creatures of habit, and anything new is often scoffed at. Number two, the next stage is when a person may see how others can use it. You might say, "Well, Ronnie, I can see how this program has worked for you, and I can see how my kids and especially my spouse could use it, but it's not for me." Number three, then as the walls of resistance begin to crumble, you say, "I think I'll try it on a limited basis." Then number four, the final stage is, "How did I ever get along without it?" Do you remember going through these stages with the microwave oven? I do. At first you thought, "No way. Why would I use that? What is the purpose? The good old oven was good enough for my parents and it's good enough for me. If it doesn't say simmer, we're not going to use it." At the next stage you'll say, "Well, I can see how my kids might use it for a quick snack." Then gradually you'll say, Maybe I can use it every now and then to warm up leftovers. Finally, what happens? How did I get along without it? What percentages of meals do you at least use a microwave for a couple of things? I bet a lot. That is the fourth level of change. We accept change slowly. That is not always a bad thing. It is good to be cautious and ease into new things. However, too cautious and too slow is dangerous. If you decide to fish, fine. If you decide to cut bait, fine. But if you do nothing, nobody eats. I ran into a woman at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport who had attended the seminar. I said, "Colleen, how are you?" She jumped and she was so impressed that I remembered her name. I said, "Why are you impressed? You came to the workshop. You know what I'm doing. Sure, it's been 8 months since I met you along with 100 other people, but you can do that too, Colleen. You know the system." She said, yes, she knows the system and she thinks it's great, but she hasn't used it to the extent she should have. Every single person who takes this course will fall into one of two categories. Number one, they see value in the system and implement it into their daily lives, whether it be slowly or all at once. Number two, they see value in the system, but because of the change that is required, fall back on the old method of no memory system. Right now, I want you to decide which category that you are going to be in. Give the system the benefit of the doubt right now, since you haven't actually learned the techniques. Tell yourself that you are not going to oppose this change and see yourself recalling names, faces, numbers, and giving speeches without notes. In every aspect of life, not just memory training, there are comfort zones. It is hard to perform outside of the comfort zones. We get used to a way of doing things, and it is hard to change. A headline out of a local Seattle paper a few years ago read, "Justice grinds slow. Man once back in jail." He was released from a penitentiary and found his 8 weeks of freedom to be terrifying, according to the newspaper. Most of us would find 8 weeks inside of a penitentiary terrifying. Why would 8 weeks on the street be terrifying to this man? Because he was outside of his self-image comfort zone. What happens when we are outside of our comfort zone? We have a tendency to get back where we belong, don't we? Even though that is far short of what our potential could be. This man robbed a bank in Portland, Oregon, and waited to be caught. He appeared before the judge without any legal counsel. He said, "Why do I need counsel? I'm a 10-time loser." He said, "I would appreciate it if you forego the pre-sentence investigation so that I could get back home tomorrow." Home? In the article, he says, "I want to go home." Where is that in your life? What is the imaginary ceiling in your life? Folks, change is tough. Hopefully, no one listening to this recording will ever experience this situation. However, I see people do this to different degrees every day. They are comfortable with the way they are doing things, and the change is scary, even if it is best for them. It could be a diet, exercise, learning a foreign language, moving to a new town, going to a new school, or learning a method to recall information. Don't sell yourself short. Give yourself some credit. You have taken the action step to obtain this information, and now you are listening. Don't stop here. Let me repeat that. Don't stop here. Now let's get started. Find the goal section in your memory guidebook. It is in day one of your guidebook. It is important for you to clearly define what goals you want to get out of this guidebook. Are you primarily interested in names and faces, giving speeches without notes, memorizing chapters of books, learning phone numbers, a things to do list for the day, memorizing information for a class, learning product knowledge, learning a sales presentation? Pick a few or all of them. Write them down. You must understand that you must complete this program in the order that it is structured, or it will not be effective if you skip ahead to other sections. So get your goals written down, and when you get bogged down in the process of change, turn back to your goals page and remember that it will be worth it. Make sure you have some expectations before you begin. Stop the program here and complete the gold section of your guidebook. What is going to be the value of having an instant recall memory? Before we get right into it, I have some fascinating facts for you. What you are about to learn is over 2,500 years old. Can you believe that? These techniques have been around that long? It is true. In 477 BC, a Greek poet amazed everyone with his great memory. The story goes that he was at a banquet when the roof of a building fell in and killed many of those attending. The bodies had to be identified, but they were crushed beyond recognition. Simonides came to the rescue. He was able to recall the names of everyone and where they sat. Simonides claimed he did this by imagining the people in their places at the table during the banquet. Subsequently, a method of recalling information was derived in part from this experience. The Greeks developed a form of memory training called loci. It is a Latin word, and it means places. We will go into more detail on specifically how this method works and how it can work for you today. In 1959, there was another breakthrough in the area of memory. A brain surgeon, William Penafield, conducted some remarkable experiments on epileptic patients. Penafield found that when he touched parts of the patient's brain with a weak electronic stimulation, the fully conscious patient would begin talking, shouting, and would begin describing memories from years past as if reliving the experience all over again. This demonstration proved that individual memories take up residence in different parts of the brain. Similarly, different portions of the brain perform different functions. For example, the left side of your brain handles language skills. People who have suffered brain damage in a particular area might have great difficulty learning abstract concepts, but can play the piano or hit a baseball as well as they ever did. The tissues of the brain share something with the rest of your body. The better you treat it through nutrition, avoiding substance abuse, and maintaining a good physical condition, the better it will work for you. Your brain is so wonderful and complex that no accident could have been its origin. It has been said, if your mind were simple enough to understand, you would be so simple that you couldn't understand it. So enjoy the 2,500-year-old techniques that you are about to learn, and remember, you are the greatest computer ever created. This is the conclusion of day one. Right now, you should have a good feel for where memory training started and what you can expect. Make sure that you have read the entire day one section and completed your goals. This is the end of day one. Stop the program now.